This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Anybody?
Everybody's doing it.
Welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle Declerc, and I have my sidekick, John Wintle, with me to chat.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. I have to get in. You know I need to kill it.
You always kill it. So we're going to be chatting about all things dating tonight. So tonight, as always, we'll be looking at the week that was and check in with John and also my unfortunate dating challenges, as well as we've got not one, but two fabulous singles in with us this evening to discuss their unique situations and perspectives on the dating scene. We have the fabulous Frank.
Frank.
Hi, Frank. Hi. Who goes by the name of Frank between the hours of 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Has another name for 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. So Frank's new to Melbourne and he's definitely getting out there. Out and about, from what I've been told. So I can't wait to have a chat with you tonight, Frank. And then we've got Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
So Aaron is newly single and he's ready to mingle, people. Ready to mingle.
He is ready.
He's out there. He's ready. So don't forget that if you'd like to request a song or help John on his dating journey by providing some hints and tips.
And I need them desperately. Please.
You can email us. On air at joy.org.au, SMS on 0427 joy949, or send us a message via Facebook. And what is that Facebook page, Johnny?
So all you need to do is go to Joy, our brand spanking new Joy website, joy.org.au, follow the program guide through to The Single Life. If you click on that link, you'll see right at the bottom a link to our Facebook page. And make sure that if you go through for a visit that you hit our like button.
Perfect. So we'll start off with the challenges. Last week, John, you turned the tables on me and challenged me to set up an online dating profile.
Snap and take that one back.
Was not into
that
one.
It's not the Johnny show, you know.
Not into that one at all. So I did it.
Yeah,
how'd it go? I set up a profile. Lasted 2 days, my friend. Two days.
Oh, you just haven't got the stamina.
Oh, I didn't want to be. I felt like a bit of fresh meat out there.
That's a bit of a sellout, actually.
Why? I set it up. I wasn't happy with the responses.
What do you mean? Did you get responses?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Don't act like I didn't get any responses. There were people out there who wanted to contact me.
Yep.
I had an influx of people contacting me with their kisses.
Okay.
But they weren't so desirable.
They weren't your cup of tea?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I felt like a bit of fresh meat and everyone was just pecking at me.
Like vultures.
Yeah, not interested.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, cut it after 2 days.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Actually, that must have been some fetish site that you were on.
No,
if people wanted to peck at you,
it was
or something.
Mainstream. It was very mainstream.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not for me. Didn't like it at all. Didn't feel natural, and you know, it hasn't. I'm not interested in online dating.
Yeah, a bit of a four-letter word for you, isn't it, MDK? Online dating is just not for you.
It's a fail for me. Yeah. No, I want to meet someone and have a story to tell, not just like, where'd you meet? Online dating. Not interested. I want to have a story like, I was on the podiums with Mykonos and, you know, I looked out into the crowd and saw George there and I was like, oh, George, yeah. I want a story.
What about your last story? What about your last story? Met the guy at the wrong restaurant, had to drive from one side of town to the other.
Sorry. You know, we've moved on.
That's a story.
Anyway, gentlemen, Frank, Aaron and John.
Yes.
I know that Frank and Aaron are new to the scene, dating scene. So, Frank, you just arrived here.
Yes.
Fresh off the plane from Christmas Island. How are you enjoying life?
I'm having an amazing time here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Amazeballs.
Well, I've heard lots of raging stories. Oh, gosh.
It's
like you've been let loose.
I have. I've been unleashed from the jungles of Christmas Island.
Because you've come from Christmas Island, where obviously you grew up. Mm-hmm. How many people are on the island?
Approximately 2,000 to 3.
To 3,000? Mm-hmm. And now you've come to Melbourne. And how many people are in Melbourne?
I don't know.
Everyone
goes like a million.
No, I think it's like 3 million. Those people out there who are probably a little better on populations of Melbourne could message us in.
Why not?
On air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427 joy 949.
Help us out with the geography.
Love it.
So pretending there is 3 million, Frank. How many people have you met in Melbourne?
Well,
I'm tipping a lot.
I had to grab myself a black book from Typo because it was just countless.
Is it already filled? Is it already filled?
A quarter filled.
Oh, God. So you're obviously new to Melbourne. How have you been getting out and about? What have you been doing with yourself? Are you on online dating? Did you set up some profiles?
I've got 3 websites.
Oh, God. And is that how you're meeting most of your...
Yes, Craigslist being the top.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Old fashioned.
I just wonder if Frank is doing something different to Aaron because Aaron isn't getting quite the same response.
All right, well, let's set the scene. So, Aaron, you're new to the... you're back on the scene.
Yes.
You were in a relationship.
I was.
And now a month or so single.
Mm-hmm.
And online dating profile. Do you have one?
I've accessed an old one. So, it's not... I haven't created a new one. It's... I don't know if I'm actually there yet. So, I had a look at it and there was a number of messages there, but... Yeah.
So how old is old? Like how long ago was that profile set up?
A year. Well, initially it was like a couple of years ago, but it's like the last time it was accessed was about a year ago.
So you look quite young in those photos.
Well, you know,
fresh meat.
Younger.
Oh. Aaron's a bit of fresh meat. Oh, Frank, you know all about that. Fresh meat. Oh, you're loving it. Frank? Hands down, my friend, hands down. Keep your hands
on the table.
Where we can see them.
Hands and
calm
feet.
Calm down.
Hands and
calm
feet,
down. We don't
please.
Want to scare Aaron out of the studio. That's for sure. Jeez, with you two in here, we've got too much testosterone or something going on in here.
Definitely.
So that kind of brings me to the point of how soon is too soon? Like Aaron, you've only just broken up with someone. Are you ready to get out there and find... another partner? Are you having fun with just being single, or are you still trying to get over the ex?
Yeah, I think phase where you go from still, I guess it's a shock of breaking up with someone, and then I'm definitely not even into the whole dating thing yet. I've not gone on a date yet, so.
Okay. What have you been doing? Sitting at home, feeling sorry for yourself?
No, I've been having fun with my friends and going to concerts. And,
that's good.
You know, a couple of... shenanigans. We'll call them shenanigans.
I think Frank wants to get involved in those shenanigans.
Goodness,
calm down. Calm down, Frank.
Please sit steadily on your chair.
Frank.
You're bouncing around a bit.
God, you made me nervous.
He is wearing their onesie, so...
It's getting hot in here.
You should describe the scene. What exactly is Frank wearing tonight in the studio?
Oh, well, Frank came in tonight in a nice little number that's decided to change into a onesie, a leopard onesie.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a bit comfortable.
And some fluffy slippers.
When I met him, he was wearing a pirate's hat made out of newspaper.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, Frank. You love changing your outfits.
Definitely.
Well, you do look good.
From gorgeous.
Looking 120 gorgeous.
120 makeup.
Looking gorgeous.
As always.
Well, while you cool down and stop playing with Aaron's feet there.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Love it. That leads me into our next guest, Frank. Frank, I'm really keen to know, because you're new to Melbourne.
Yeah.
why are we calling you Frank? Because let's be honest, that's not your real name. I know, that's not your real name.
No, my real name is Faisal from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So why have you got an alias? Why have you got different names?
I've slept with too many.
Too many? You don't want anyone to find you?
Yeah, I'm scared now.
Well, I'm scared too. Who's waiting for us after the show is all I can say. Have you got people following you around?
Oh, definitely.
So you've only been here, what, 3 weeks?
Yes.
And
I'm unleashed to the mat.
Unleashed. We're loving it. So you mentioned before that you've been meeting people online.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been meeting people out in the clubs or anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the club.
You've been getting out as well?
Yep.
We love it. Have you got any fun stories to tell us about people that you've met?
Oh, God.
I'm sure you've got many a story.
Okay. There was this time at a cruise club.
Yeah.
Went as soon as I entered in my 5-inch stilettos.
Oh my God.
This massive, massive Greek man with a massive, massive ding dong. Just want to whack
a big
that.
Big banana.
Big banana right in front of me, and you know.
That's why we dedicated the song to you.
Mm-hmm. And after an offering of a drink, went down to an orgy with different men.
Oh, God. How did the other 4 men come into it? Where did you meet them?
We were just on the lounge making out, and then these two
other
guys.
The other ones came?
Yeah, and they just
all over
smoothly went into it with us.
Oh, no. So do you like wearing heels? Putting
definitely.
On a bit of makeup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love getting dolled up.
You could give me a run for the money in the makeup department. Looking hot. Looking hot.
Mm. Can do.
Now, Michelle, I think we've got a couple of messages that have just come in. The first one is from Johnny, who sent you a bit of a love note.
Oh, lies. Johnny, he loves the show.
I'd like to make the observation that there are kisses at the end of this note. And Johnny has asked that we play, well, has asked you if you can play Bohemian Rhapsody at some point in the show this evening.
But I think, as Aaron mentioned, that goes for like 20 minutes. What are you saying, Johnny? You don't want to hear my voice? Is that what you say? That's what that really means?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. That's what our listeners are saying. Secondly, we have a note from Megan. Megan says, "Hi, I'm a young single and I'm a gay girl. What advice would you guys give for someone living in a rural area, specifically Albury, with regards to finding a partner? I've been out as gay since the end of December. It is getting a bit frustrating."
Well, yes, Faisal, you're from a... Oh, Frank, sorry. You're from a rural area.
Catch a train on the V line to the city, Flinders Street, and you're off.
You're off and running.
Definitely.
I don't know. If you've got any interests that... like you really like to do, see if there's any gay groups that can actually share those interests and try that one.
Yeah, we did a show recently on community offerings.
And what's out there.
And there are a couple that I did notice for people out in rural areas. So my advice to you, Megan, would be to get into your local gay and lesbian magazine and check them out. When MDK and I actually saw them, they were right in the back, so very easy to find. So wish you all the very best, Megan.
Or Megan, just take Frank's advice and get on that gay line.
I'm sure Frank can take you out.
Did
you just call it the gay line?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the V line. Frank can take you out and show you a good time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could, actually.
And it looks like we have another message from Johnny, who...
Johnny.
Has just... I don't know if I can say this on air, but he says he has an item of fruit that could refer to the song that we just played for Frank.
Frank, you've got an admirer out there.
Thank you.
There's possibly...
Johnny switched from liking me to now you. Oh, I'm jealous.
There's possibly a fruit basket waiting for you at reception right as we speak.
Aww. Meet me at Crown Casino.
Oh, God. You are never coming back on this show. You are stealing my fans. Frank, back in your box. So, Frank, you were saying that you've got a black book
Yes.
Of people. Is it the type of book that you just, if you're bored, you call them up and just say, hey, what are you doing?
No.
No?
This is after I've had a casual encounter, then I write the name down
yeah.
and forget about it.
So you say you're potentially not interested in seeing them again?
No.
No, you just put it in I'm your
I'm just
going to
read it, yes, when I'm 40. I'm just going to laugh back.
Didn't you say there was some sort of star system that you had?
There was stars to the frequent casual encounters.
So does the star relate to how good they are, how many times you've met up with them?
How good they were.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. So
I want to get my hands
there was a bit of a
book.
Poll on the show last week where we were talking about, do you actually seek love? Are you just happy staying single? It was a question that MDK raised last week that I have a feeling, Frank, that you're going to answer a bit differently than what we got last week. So I responded. I said, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be dating someone. I don't want to be single for life. But I have this suspicion that it might be different for you. What are your thoughts?
I don't believe in love.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't believe in relationship. I only believe in casual encounters.
Okay.
But have you been in a relationship before?
Yes, that's the whole reason. I can back my reasoning.
It scarred you, the
yes,
last relationship?
For life, definitely.
So if you're looking for a casual partner, do you have maybe a top 10 or a criteria that you go by and
definitely.
Try and find someone?
There's
of course, there's always a criteria.
10 sets of criteria. Well, this
and they have to fulfill?
Yes.
They have to fulfill the whole criteria?
At least eight
of them. Okay, God.
Well, I reckon
anyone that can fulfill eight of these needs to email us in onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427JOY949. Or if you don't agree with any of them, feel free to email or SMS in as well.
Yes.
So, Frank.
Michelle, I think it would be very good at this point to make sure Aaron fills in these blanks as well. I think it would be interesting just to hear what these, what his eights are as well. And I'm sure anyone can message in if they feel that they're compatible with those eight attributes.
Well, let's just find out. Aaron, are you looking for, I know that you're freshly single, are you looking for a relationship or are you happy just being single for now?
Come on, say something.
Eventually, a relationship
eventually.
For sure.
I'm
a one-man kind of guy, so.
All right.
Never
Frank's,
stick to one.
Frank's got a bit to say about that. All right, so let's go through each of the top. What are we doing?
There's
top 10? Yeah. All right. Hit it.
Okay, the first one is not a fly-in, fly-out or a drive-in, drive-out. The age range must be 25 to 35. Your salary package must be well over 80,000. After tax.
Repeat, after tax.
Apartment with two bedrooms. Desires of being in a long-term and committed relationship. Your penis size must be well over 7 inches.
It's a bit demanding, isn't it?
Can provide me with physical action at least twice a week. Can be proud to parade me around like a Barbie. Can hold intelligent as well as raunchy conversations. And is sociable with me.
Love it. Aaron, what do you think about those?
Okay.
And how many have you
met criteria?
You should. Yeah, how many people out there can meet that criteria? I'm tipping we won't be getting many emails in. But anyway, trying to meet eight of those criteria, that's tough.
That's hard work.
No, I don't think mine's that long, my list. Probably someone who's masculine.
Yeah.
And more about the personality, like someone who can make me laugh, someone who's optimistic.
Yeah.
So, you know, pessimistic people that think that the sky's falling. Yeah. So, and someone who makes me laugh, that's probably an important thing.
Do you have an age range?
Yeah, probably 30 to 45.
Well, that's pretty broad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit younger. 27, maybe.
Oh, here we go. 25 to 45.
25 to 45. All right, let's go with that one.
Careful, you may end up in the 21-year-old bucket like I did last week.
Oh, yeah, when we got Jonna.
David.
Jonna date. Okay, well, if anyone can meet any of those criterias, please SMS 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. We've had quite a few messages during that song.
An orgasm of messages, one might say.
It's been out of control. Mm. We had a message from Scott.
Oh, yeah.
This one's to Aaron. He said he's willing to help you get over your heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. Does he make my list?
Mm. Oh, he didn't mention that. Oh.
Didn't say anything about
any... So, Scott, message back in and let us know if you make the cut. Because he's not going anywhere near you if you don't make the cut.
Yeah, you gotta provide some information.
We had a message from Tanya who says that a message for Frank. She's seen Frank out and about in town in his heart onesie. Too cute. So you've got than one onesie.
Yes,
oh, I love it. And we've also had a message for John.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah. Don't get too excited. Peter says, John, you need to step it up as Aaron sounds like a sexy single and Frank sounds like a man about town who I'd want to hang out with. What have you got to offer? Sell yourself quick.
I've got lots of... Okay, 5 seconds. I've got lots of stuff to offer, none of which come to mind right now.
Oh, no. And this is why you're single.
I'm not that much of a dud, you know. I'm a good time. I'm a good time.
Had by all.
Good time, Johnny.
Okay, Aaron, you're about to get ejected out of this.
Aaron, now we're going to talk about you.
All right.
We've delved into Frank's life and just there's not enough time. We could do a whole 12 episodes on you.
I think Frank should get his own show.
I know. I'm on Team Frank right now. Mm-hmm. So, Aaron, we forgot to mention that you are part of... Last week, I challenged John to bring in someone who was nearly single, and you're it. I forgot to mention that.
I'm very honoured.
I did succeed, sorry.
Yeah. Pass.
Still haven't gone to the gym, though.
Oh, look, we'll work on that. So how do you two know each other?
We know each other. We've known each other for a while. We lived in Brisbane together a few years ago.
Have you ever dated?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh,
no. It doesn't work that way, MDK. No.
Oh, God. Okay. Mm. Well, it was great of you to bring him in. Mm. So let's drill him. I kind of don't want to drill Aaron because I'm like, oh, you're too nice. I don't want to make you cry.
Half the men in Melbourne have already.
Because I know that
I've
only
been here a little while.
Because I know that you are recently single. Mm-hmm. So how about I do a top 7 at 11 tips for getting back into the dating game? Yeah?
Yeah, let's
No
do
one
it.
Seems excited.
I am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so tip number 1. Before you launch yourself into a new relationship, make sure that you are, in fact, over your last. Tick? Can we tick that one?
Yes, it's a big tick.
Okay, cool.
How many times do people make that bloody mistake where they're just jumping into the next relationship and it's like, you ain't done yet with the previous one.
You've got to sort the old issues.
You have to grieve it. It's a process. You've got to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Not to mention, it's probably also highly recommended that you move out of your ex's place before you start dating the next person.
Just for the record, I'm not like that. But I've moved out.
Okay, thank God. Number 2, and Frank, you might disagree with this one, but there's no need to jump into the sack to prove to your new partner you're a wild thing.
Oh, you just gotta
jump into it.
Jump into it.
Get into it.
with the
showing what you've got.
You need to get to know each other.
Frank was showing us the exit of the onesie before.
We've seen it all.
Yeah. Actually, there's a few exits in that onesie that you may not know about.
Multiple entries.
Frank and I happened to be in the changing room out the back at the same time, and he was showing me there's a couple of openings on the onesie.
Frank is out and proud. That's all I can say. Okay, number three. It's important to remember that while in a new relationship and it's exciting and exhilarating, you must maintain your own life. Don't ditch your friends. Do you agree?
I kind of agree, kind of don't. I think because... I don't want to be ditching, but I think your friends should support that you want to spend a little bit of time, but don't ditch them altogether.
Agree.
Because it's new.
Yeah. Maybe try and get them involved.
It's not the...
Don't get them involved.
We heard Frank's story before.
Yeah. No. Don't pull a Frank.
Don't pull a Frank.
Okay, let's move on. Number four. You're a partner, not a minder. You don't have to be your new love's babysitter, mother, or his or her everything.
I think that's a lesson Aaron learnt in his previous relationships.
Really?
I've decided from now on I'm going to be his filter. He has to introduce me to any potential suitor, and I will filter them appropriately.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. You know why? Yeah, I'm a little bit scared. That because then he can filter them for himself. Go, that one's a dud, and then take him. take him. So you're not a friend at all, John. Number five. Not every partner is the one. So don't think that every relationship you're going to get into, they're going to be the one. You just need to give yourself time out and just go with it.
They'll never be the one.
I always think that there's always the right person for the right time, but never the right person forever. It might not always be like that. So there might be someone that's just perfect for that time in your life, but then that phase of your life may end and you just move on. Get someone else.
I'm the optimist. There's the person out there for me.
Now, Michelle, I see we've got a couple of messages
We have.
Is there any that you're game to read out?
Okay. We've got one from Johnny. Johnny says, Frank, I meet all your criteria and more. Call me.
And just...
We've got his number.
Just want to say, Johnny, where's
scared,
my message?
Frank?
Where's my message, Johnny? Do I not get any love in this equation?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We've got one for... Oh, this one could be for anyone. It says, hi, guys. I'm a single guy and happy but looking to meet someone. Personality, character, substance and humour I like. Scotty. Ooh, I reckon that one would be for Aaron. Frank, hands off.
Come on, Frank. You're getting all the man love here.
Okay. I like him, though. He sounds really nice.
I know he does. I like him, too. Mm. Another one that says, hi, Michelle, your voice takes me to the ninth level. Repeat the word Frank for me. Sam. Thanks, Sam. Sam, a boy or a girl?
Undecided.
Don't really care.
I do.
And another one from Johnny. This one's to me. Your voice takes me to that special place, Michelle. Oh, thanks, Johnny. Sharing the love tonight. Johnny, can you send in a message for John? Because I think he's really upset that he's not getting any.
Do you know what? You've gotten a lot of compliments this evening on your beautiful voice, Michelle. And I think it's that rasp of sarcasm that, you know, you belt out every show that we do.
A bit of sarcasm doesn't go astray. Can I get back onto my tips?
Yeah.
I'll quickly whiz through them.
Come on, just whiz through them.
Number six, don't pretend to be someone else. So as tempting as it may be to morph into someone else and pretend that you're someone you're not.
I love pretending.
Yeah, well, we know you do, but this is for tips for Aaron for getting back into the dating game.
A very wise woman once told me that we're all born naked and the rest of it's drag. So...
Frank can relate, clearly. And number seven?
Yep.
Let go of your past hurts and scars on your heart.
Okay.
Just leave it all. Leave it all behind.
Good advice, Sam. I'm open to that.
Thank you.
I'm open to that.
People, you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we've been having quite a laugh tonight in the studio with our new friends, Frank and Aaron.
And we just hit the sweet spot, of course, Flo Rida.
Oh, I love that song. That was dedicated to Frank, of course, because he is a sweet spot. Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny has messaged in. I mean, sorry, the Johnny that's... been SMSing in all night.
Okay.
He's really keen that we play Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
Make his night.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Maybe we can play a bite of it or something.
We could maybe towards the end.
Mm.
We'll see how we go. We're having too much fun. Talking to...
How about we make a commitment to Johnny? And this is despite that he hasn't sent me any love in the emails tonight. I think we should play his song in the next show. What do you think, Michelle?
Okay, done. To show some love and back to Johnny.
Of course.
Someone that has shown you a bit of love tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Brody. Brody's message in saying, love the show. John's been great tonight. Brody, what about everyone else?
And what about me the rest of the time?
Oh, hang on. Brody said he wants to see Frank's outfit.
Oh, okay.
So we will get a photo of that onesie posted onto Facebook for everyone that wants to see.
Yeah.
Yes. It is quite amusing. We won't do the raunchy shots with the onesie, though.
This is not a joke show.
Which we were doing before.
This is not a joke show, Michelle. This is a very serious show.
You know what I'd really love? I'd actually love to go down the street with Frank in his onesie and see what sort of reaction the people would give.
What street exactly are
Any
you planning to go down?
Any street in Melbourne.
Well, go on, do Bourke Street now.
Not now, because there's no one out there.
Oh, and it's a bit drafty too.
Yeah. Would you wear the onesie during the day?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? All right. I'm keen to take you out.
Friday.
Frank, you're awesome. Saturday. You are up for everything.
Did you say only on Friday, not on Saturday? Mm-hmm. What?
Either.
Oh, I love it. We've had... an SMS in, someone who's down with geography.
Oh, yeah.
There are 4.2 million people in Melbourne and 4.6 million people in Sydney. Say hello to me. Hi. Who is... Hi.
Hello.
Oh, Steve from Bondi in Sydney, who's been single for 1 year.
Great beach.
Stephen, are you in Melbourne or Bondi? Because we'd really love to have you in to meet Frank and Aaron.
And, well, what about us, Michelle? We're like the hosts. People want to see us. That's what this show is about.
I wonder if Stephen has a Bondi body.
Okay, that's it. That's time to move on.
Okay,
I've got to take control here.
Please do. Someone needs to. Running rampant here. Did you want to actually say something to take control?
Or? No, I thought it was time to wrap up the show.
I don't want to wrap up the show. Too much fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to set you all challenges for next week.
Okay.
My challenge is with Frank in his little onesie to get down the street and see what sort of reaction we get. Are the people going to love it, hate it? Is it too out there for Melbourne?
I think it's too out there for
Melbourne. Did you wear it on the island, Christmas Island? And did people love it?
Yeah, they loved me.
Did they?
I got free drinks, free bottle wine. Mr. Horton, I hate Mr. Horton.
What's Mr. Horton?
I don't know what this is.
That's classic white wine.
Oh, that must be on the island.
That's a cheap
stuff. We're not on the island anymore, Frank. Come on. Well, I've got a question for Aaron and John. I want you to both do something spiritual.
Okay.
In terms of sort of like letting go of the past.
Eat, pray, love trip.
We're going to a concert tomorrow night. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we are going to a concert tomorrow night.
That could be a bit spiritual.
Go check out some
For
music.
For me, it is.
I wanted you to do something healing.
Yeah.
To heal of your past. Aaron's recently single. John, we don't know how long you've been single for, but maybe you do need healing.
2 years.
Maybe it's time to be healed.
I'm damaged, though, as you can tell. I clearly can't get myself a date or keep a man.
All right, well, I'm going to leave it up to you guys what you decide to do, but maybe either some yoga or you can go and see a spiritual healer.
Okay.
A psychic.
Could we do, some sound bites and bring them back after
please,
the next show?
That'd be fun.
And maybe you can bring it back some side sound bites of you chasing Frank down, which Do you have a street that you guys stuck?
We might get chased down the street.
By the cops.
I'm so nervous. You'll be really fine. Nervous.
Just leave the Mr. Hortons at home.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I'm bringing Black Thursday, Adelaide Hills.
Oh, love it. All right. Well, that probably concludes the evening.
And I suppose we're going to quickly jump to some community service announcements. But before we do that, Michelle, I would like to say that this song that we're going to play after these community service announcements are actually a band that Aaron and I are going to go see tomorrow night.
Oh, what timing. Timing.
So Birds of Tokyo, an Australian band, extremely awesome, and just an absolute pleasure to see them live.
Well, I'd just like to say a big thank you to everyone who SMS'd or emailed in tonight. I had heaps of fun. How about you guys, Frank and Aaron?
Oh, yeah, lots of fun. Yeah.
Frank, you can't stop laughing in your little onesie there. I don't think we could have had two more of a polar opposites in Frank and Aaron, could we? Love it.
Oh, here we go. Before we do run away, just got a message from Scotty saying that I sound like a decent guy. And I just hope he doesn't mean Johnny that has been messaging us in.
I'm confused. Scotty, who do you want?
Scotty.
Just, you know, you need
just
to...
Just say Frank. Just
you need to be
Frank.
Specific. Anyway, who you're after.
Anyway, I guess it's time to wrap up, Michelle.
Oh, from Johnny to John. Love. Sending his love. So anyway, thanks everyone for listening for another week of The Single Life on Joy 94.9. And we'll catch you all next Tuesday night for more adventures.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.